Science mirrored the authoritarian paradigm, which basically came out of the Middle Ages, where the basic models were feudalistic systems, the farms, and also the church and the military. Science mirrored it around 1890. The Industrial Revolution caused the authoritarian scientific paradigm to become the most powerful one till about 1930. In 1930, another paradigm moved in. You could call it the human relations paradigm, or if you want to, the benevolent authoritarian paradigm. People are more than just bodies, they have hearts. How we treat them is very important. And society demands that people be treated with kindness and dignity and respect. Now, many people don't do that. Nevertheless, that became the paradigm that is taught and was strong at the time. Around 1960, the emergence of a more powerful paradigm started to occur. We could call it the human resource paradigm. Not only how people are treated, but how they are developed and how they are used. The international marketplace, a world economy, started to develop in a serious way. All of the advantages which gave the United States unquestioned economic superiority began to erode away to where there are almost none of those left. Many organizations started to work harder and to work more cooperatively. And the human resources paradigm started to tap into their thought processes and into their deeper commitments. And they started to produce quality and consistency and reliability in ways that had never been achieved before. The human resource paradigm built on top of the human relations paradigm and saw people not just as a stomach and as a heart, but as a mind. The principle-centered leadership paradigm sees people in a whole sense, body, heart, mind, and spirit. What is it that gives those people meaning? What is it that gives them a sense their lives matter? That becomes very important. In the authoritarian paradigm, you might ask how a person's pay situation is. In the human relations paradigm, you might ask how they are, how their family is, how they enjoyed their vacation, or whatever. In the human resource paradigm, you'd ask them their opinion. In the principle-centered leadership paradigm, you'd ask all those questions and then add, what's truly important to you? What gives your life meaning?